Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Humanities Council, highlighting Missouri's heritage and promoting tourism throughout the Show Me State. Join the conversation at mohumanities.org.
The State House is considering several bills that would ban texting and other uses of mobile devices while driving. Mike Lear has more.
Missouri law only bans texting while driving for those 21 and younger, and there are no other laws in the state regarding the use of cell phones while driving. A House committee heard several bills that would ban texting while driving by anyone, ban the use of mobile devices by people paid to drive passengers, or ban the use of mobile devices unless they're equipped with a hands-free function. Kirksville representative and former state highway safety director Nate Walker sponsors a ban on texting while driving.
I've witnessed legislators texting on the road. I've witnessed other people texting on the road.
The committee heard from college student Jamie Palermo, who supports the ban after having a crash herself while going to class in Fulton.
Literally, I was waking down to say, no, I'm not going to call you. And I looked down, looked back up, and there were brake lights. And I was in the fast lane. I was going about 70.
No one testified against the bills in a House committee hearing. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
State senators are considering whether to expand religious exemptions from those who object to same-sex marriage. Elisa Nelson files this report.
Republican Bob Onder doesn't think state and local government should penalize religious organizations, clergy, and businesses for refusing to conduct or facilitate same-sex marriage ceremonies. He's proposing a constitutional amendment to allow Missouri voters to decide. Kansas City Democrat Jason Holzman opposes the measure. The bill would bar penalties, including fines or the elimination of tax-exempt status. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
State senators began debate around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon on that bill. 14 hours into a filibuster, the Senate's 8 Democrats are still going strong with no indications of retreating. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. The state legislature is closer to sending one of its ethics reform proposals to the governor. House and Senate members have reached a compromise between the two chambers' versions of a bill to bar lawmakers and elected officials from hiring one another as political consultants. Some Democrats raised a concern the bill doesn't bar them from being hired by the state's Republican or Democrat central committees, but bill sponsor Shamed Dogan says those are hypothetical concerns.
Talking about people being somehow employed by their state party committees, that was something we have not discussed at all, and I don't think that that's something that's realistic. I've not seen any examples of anyone doing that, whereas the main thrust of this legislation is from things that we've all seen and, you know, dealt with around the Capitol.
Other ethics proposals are going through a conference process, and the House and Senate appear to have greater differences on those. You'll find more news online at MissouriNet.com. This is news on Missouri Net.